Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Metzora. Parshat Metzora is, of course, a continuation of Parshat Tazria related to and talking about Tzara'at. Tzara'at is a divine affliction which shares many characteristics with leprosy, but it is not exactly leprosy. It's not leprosy at all, I should say. Rav Hirsch already in last week's Parsha gave many, many examples from the Torah and the halachot of tzara'at, showing us that tzara'at is not leprosy. And I won't go into that now, but it's important to look at to give you an idea of what it might be. And that is why I believe the Art Scroll, a stone chumash, if I'm not mistaken, translates tzara'at as tzara'as, because it can't say leprosy, leprous-like, but it's not leprosy at all. It is a divine punishment for many Averot. The most prominent is that of Lashon Hara. What's interesting is that there seems to be a connection between Tzara'at and Pesach, or more generally, a connection between Tzara'at and the Geula. And there's many examples. The first example is when Moshe is at the Sneh in Perek Gimel and in Perek Dalet of Parshat Shmot. Moshe speaks, according to Rashi, speaks Lashon Hara, so to speak, against Bnei Yisrael, and he puts his hand in his robe, and it comes out, and guess what? Turns into Tzara'at, and he actually is able to turn it back, and you'll take a look in Perek Dalet, there in the beginning of Perek Dalet, that Moshe's hand turns to Tzara'at. And it's used, and that nace, it can be used to show Bnei Yisrael that Hashem sent Moshe. And take a look in Perek Dalet, for example, Pasuk Chet, or go back to Zion, for example, Vayomer, Hashev Yadchel Chekecha, Vayashav Yadu El Cheko Vayotziyah, Mecheko, Vihine Shava Kivsaro, the miracle, turned into Tzara'at, and it turns back, Chet, Vayayim Lo Ya'aminu Lach, V'lo yishmu l'kol ha'ot ha'rishon, v'he'eminu l'kol ha'ot ha'charon. Tzara'at shows up even in Perek Dalet before the Geula. But there are other examples. The example in the Haftorah from Parshat Metzora itself. We read for the Haftorah for Parshat Metzora about the four Metzora'im from Malachim Bet Perek Zayin. This is the incident in the Shomron, which was the capital of Malchut Yisrael during the reign of King Yehoram, Melech Yehoram, when they were under constant threat from Aram. So the Haftorah begins with the four Metzoraim, who were expelled from this Jewish city, looking back on the walls of the Shomron and forward to the besieging Aramean army. And they are so desperate that they prefer to throw their fate to the Arameans. And they say, if they let us live, fine. And if we die, fine. We don't care. They go to the camp and they find a fully stocked camp, horses, tents, weapons, provisions, but they don't find soldiers. And it was too good to be true. Excuse me. First, they eat and they drink and they keep all the money. They collect all the money. And then they change their minds. They feel guilty. And they get the message to Yehoram that the Arameans left. And so it's an incredible thing. They go from desperation to simcha, celebration, in a matter of moments. There's a lot more to say there, but that's another example of geula, how things look bad and they turn good. But who were they? The Arba Mitzorayim. Perhaps the most blatant example and connection of Tzara'at and the geula comes from a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadichet Amud Aleph. The Gemara that's a Gemara in general about Geula. And that is the Gemara where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi meets up with Eliyahu. And he asks him many questions. The Gemara there is really fascinating. But one of the conversations, I won't read it inside, but the Gemara there at Tzadichet Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu, when's Mashiach going to come? So Eliyahu says, go ask him yourself. Rabbi Yeshua finds out where it is, where Mashiach sitting. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi finds out where he's sitting. Turns out that he's sitting at the entrance to Rome. A lot to talk about in that case. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says to Eliyahu Navi, how am I going to recognize him? How am I going to recognize who Mashiach is? And he he asks him, who Mashiach? How am I going to recognize? And Eliyahu responds that he is sitting among the Metzora'im. Mashiach is sitting among people with Tzara'at. And how am I going to know which one he is? Says Eliyahu Hanavi, all the Metzora'im untie all of their bandages that are wrapped around these wounds all at once, and then they rebandage them together. In other words, all the other Metzora'im have many sores, and they first take off all the bandages and treat each sore and then replace them together. That is how they treat their bandages, their tzara'at. However, Mashiach, sitting there among them, also has tzara'at. But what he does is that he unties one bandage, treats the wound, and rebandages it. Then he unties it, treats it, another wound, and rebandages it. Unties another wound, treats it, rebandages it. Why? Because says Mashiach, which is what the Gemara says Mashiach, that should I be needed, I need to respond quickly. I can't be delayed. And I can't even be delayed the amount of time it would take for me to rebandage all my sores. Okay, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi comes to him and he says, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umori, etc. And says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, when are you going to come? So Mashiach says, today. And then Eliyahu Hanavi, and then Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi returns to Eliyahu Hanavi and says, Eliyahu says, what did he say? And there's a long conversation there, but then Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, you know, Mashiach lied to me. What? Lied to you? Yes, he lied to me. Because he said he would come today, and he has not come today. Eliyahu Hanavi responds to him and quotes from a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadi Hei, pasuk Zayin. Yes, he is coming today. What does it mean today? Hayom im bekolo tishma'u. I'll come today if you listen to Hashem. If you listen to Hashem every single day. But anyway, so we have these examples and many other examples of tzara'at being connected to the Geula. So what exactly is the connection between tzara'at in all these examples, and tzara'at in general, and the Geula? So the Netziv in Ha'amek Davar, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died at the end of the 19th century, was a Shishiva of Valozhin. The Netziv in his Perush, Ha'amek Davar, on that pasuk that we just read, Perek Dalid, pasuk Zayin, the pasuk said that he says as follows, that when the pasuk says that when Moshe returned his hand from his coat there, Vayomer Hashev Yadchel Chekecha, Vayashav Yadu El Cheko, Vayotzia Mecheko, Vehine, says the pasuk, Shava Kivsaro. Says the Netziv, Tzara'at has the potential. Tzara'at has the characteristic that there is pain. There is inconvenience without question. But, says the Netziv, once the healing process begins, then the skin becomes even fresher, even healthier than the hand or the skin was before the tzara'at even came. Shava kivsaro, the Netziv understands to mean that Moshe's hand or skin, whatever you, however you understand it, was at a certain level, one can suggest. But yet, and it had tzara'at. And then he puts his hand in and it's tzara'at. And when he takes his hand out, though, after it is removed, shava kivsaro means his hand was even better than it was in the first place. And that is perhaps the message of Geula. Every Geula that we've been through, and Emet Hashem, the Geula that's happening today, there's pain, there's inconvenience, there are challenges associated beforehand. However, we believe that the healing process, the Geula, comes quickly, and when it does, the result is even better than it was beforehand. And our bracha to ourselves and to all of Klal Yisrael is that in this Nisan and in this Pesach season, we learn from tzara'at, that we know that there's challenges, we know that there's difficulties, we know that there's pain. But we also daven that as quickly as the tzara'at can be removed, and as nicer and better as the skin can be when tzara'at is removed, that's our bracha to ourselves, that our situation will be, God willing, quick. It will come from inauspicious places, and perhaps pain, sadness, discomfort first. But when it does come, we will be better off than we were before. We will be able to appreciate Mashiach, appreciate the removal of Amalek, appreciate the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, appreciate the bringing of Korbanot, etc. Yemitzah Hashem with Mashiach, v'mheira v'yameinu. Amen, kein yehi ratzon.